This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports on a Sunday morning on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Each and every week during the football season, Chris Landry will join us here on Sports on a Sunday, LandryFootball.com, at Landry Football on Twitter. Good morning, Chris Landry. How are you today?
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Well,
off to a nice new year.
Yeah, good. Hope, yeah, as am I. You know, pending the outcome of a little ice forecast for St. Louis today.
All the best to the folks. Yeah, it was a little. I know you're dealing with it.
Yeah, a little icy in Kansas City yesterday in terms of the play in the second half as the wild card weekend gets underway. The Chiefs blow a 21-3 halftime lead.
Yeah, you know, it's been a pattern, and I know I feel for the Chiefs fans. They've been here before. Andy's been here before, and I understand the frustration. I think the real key is to try to sit there and figure out what's the reason, and it's not just one thing. It's a number of things. And first of all, the defense's inability to get off the field and defend the run, and I thought that Tennessee made some nice adjustments, being able to stay committed to the run, and Derrick Henry was outstanding. I thought offensively that the Chiefs were, with a lead, at times were not as aggressive, and then I think you've got to be able to find a way to get back to the running game. And I know that Dick LeBeau made a lot of changes to his front in the second half, and it really forced the ball away from running inside. But I think you've got to be able to, with this offense, you've got to be able to spread the defense out and get back to the running game, and you got to give Hunt more touches and maybe some quick screens, some perimeter. They are such a good big play team, or the Chiefs, that everything has been about the running game and big plays, and I thought they were off to making big plays early. You know, and it's little things, too, that you cannot, when you're trying to put a team away, you just can't have it. You know, Kelsey's injury is huge, but those things happen. Hill's dropping the football a couple of times, and there's some other big plays that could have made this game a larger margin in where Tennessee would not have been able to come back. And there's always a number of things you'll look back at as a coach and say, had we done this a little differently, or had we executed this a little bit better, we wouldn't be talking about a collapse again. But credit to Tennessee, but it was definitely a collapse for the Chiefs.
I'm going to get to Tennessee in just a moment, but Kareem Hunt, just not even visible in the second half.
No, and you've got to get the ball to him. And, again, I am not, you know, people criticize play calling and always say you got to understand what the front and the coverage was, and a lot of it was against eight-man fronts. It's fine. You've got to be able to work the football on the perimeter, get them moving horizontally, and then get back to the running game, because there's got to be more touches. They needed to be about 15 touches at least for him in the second half. I think that you've got an opportunity for some big plays to take place. And I understand one of the big play weapons was out of the game, but that's all the more reason why you've got to get Hunt some touches. If nothing else, to me, in that second half, first downs were golden. Had they been able to pick up a few more of those, they wouldn't have needed any more points. Mm-hmm. It was the fact that they had only four possessions. So offense couldn't stay on the field long enough, and defensively couldn't get off the field. And that was a problem that we've seen with the Chiefs all year long, defensively defending the run.
Yeah, the question now becomes is what direction do they go as an organization, particularly at quarterback with Alex Smith?
Well, you know, and again, I don't think it's a case of this game and they didn't win and there goes Alex Smith.
Yeah,
I think
it's a full body.
Yeah, it's a full body of work, and I think it's a response to what they've done in terms of drafting a quarterback of the future. Do they want to get something out of Alex now? Or I think you could make the case that if they go with Patrick, there'll be less consistency in terms of decision making, and maybe they won't even get to the playoffs next year. I don't know, but they've got to do some things differently. And while that quarterback situation is the biggest one of topic, they've got to fix the run defense, and they've got to look completely at what they're doing there. There's some personnel there that's really good, but they've got to get better defending the run. They've got to get better at the other corner spot. I thought they were fortunate that Tennessee didn't attack. They kept attacking Peters. And I thought that if they would attack on the other side, you know, against Revis, they might have had more success. But be that as it may, they've got to improve their defense. And then offensively, I think they've got to figure out what they want to do. And that's under Andy. Matt Nagy may or may not be back in terms of his opportunities. But they've got to figure out, look, we've got to be more consistent running the football at pivotal times. And I think getting more big plays and more big play people in the game is important, but I think they've got to go back to saying, look, we've got to fix the defense and we've got to fix the running game, because I think in the playoffs, when you can't play good defense, it relies on your offense to be on all the time. It's like a basketball team that's a great shooting team. You better not have a cold shooting night. But in a basketball series with seven games, you can get away with it. In football, you have that cold shooting night, you're going to go home. And that could be wind, that could be weather, that could be a really good defense, just an off night. You better pack a good defense if you're going to have a consistent shot at winning in the playoffs. And I think that's been a bugaboo in this stretch for the Chiefs through different regimes.
Derrick Henry, 23 carries, 156 yards, and an impressive touchdown run to help bring the Titans back. You'll remember when he came out of at Alabama with the Heisman Trophy that there were a lot of scouts that questioned his ability not only to make big plays in this league, but also just to have that speed that he displayed in college. Has he proven those folks wrong?
Well, listen, I mean, I think he was an outstanding back. He's a power back. He's got underrated speed. But, you know, I think speed for a back, I've always believed this in my scouting career, it's not the overall long speed. It's the short speed. It's the burst to and through the hole that's to me is more important. It's the vision, it's the balance, and it's the ability to run with power upon contact and keep your feet churning. And that's what he does so well. And with the big contract number to Murray, I think they're absolutely moving on from him, and they found their bell cow back. And this is a team that is built around running the football, and I thought their chances lied with their running game against the Chiefs defense. And, you know, I thought got away from it a little bit in the first half due to the deficit, and had the Chiefs been able to tack on a little bit more points, and who knows, maybe they would have taken Tennessee completely out of the running game. But no, that this is, to me, he's a feature back and is an outstanding fit for what they want to be and how their offensive identity is built around.
I think the Atlanta Falcons are a team that can ride the momentum of winning yesterday and propel them even further into the playoffs beyond next weekend.
Well, listen, I think that they are a better team right now than Philadelphia without Carson Wentz. So they are the most athletic, you know, fastest defense in the NFL. They're starting. The offense certainly played well after a rough start, and they got Julio Jones involved, particularly in the red zone. There's no question that, in my mind, I think it would be an upset if Philadelphia beats Atlanta. I think Atlanta's the better team, even going on the road to Philadelphia.
Coming up later today, Buffalo will play at Jacksonville, New Orleans at Carolina. Who do you like in either one of those games?
Well, I like Jacksonville at home. I think their defense will hold up. Now, LeSean McCoy will play. I expected him to play. His success running the football for four quarters is going to be pivotal to give the Bills a chance. I think Jacksonville's defense is just that much better, and I think that it's going to be an interesting battle of wills with the running game. You know, the Saints have just been better than Carolina. Now, you got to play better. They beat Carolina both times without Marshawn Lattimore in the game. He's such a pivotal part of what the Saints do defensively. He's going to be playing in this game. I think that the Saints will play with a lot of emotion, a lot of aggressiveness. I think they're the better team. I think they win, but you got to prove it. You got to play it. You can't be too high. You can't make mistakes. Mistakes, turnovers are the great equalizer. I think Carolina needs a huge game from Cam Newton, extending plays, running the football, and converting on third downs.
John Gruden returns to the NFL. He will coach the Los Angeles Raiders for the second time. He was there from 98 to 01 before going to Tampa Bay for seven seasons. You'll remember that the storyline about John Gruden was that he outworked everybody. He was in the building by 3:30 or 4 every morning, and he was the last one to leave. At his age, does he still have the energy, I think, is one of the questions.
Yeah, I think he's got the energy, Mike. I think the real key is, you know, what has he learned from
watching
the long
everybody.
Stretch?
Yeah,
I think that is pivotal. He wasn't very good at developing young players at Oakland or at Tampa. Remember, he inherited some veteran teams and did a nice job in Oakland and a nice job taking Tampa over the top. But once they did, that organization got progressively worse, and he's got nothing but a 500 record to show for it. So this league is about developing young players because that's how you build. You lose a lot of key guys in free agency. You've got to build with young guys. It's the only cost-effective measure of building your team. Can you do that? Can you develop it? What is he going to be able to do with Derek Carr? I think he'll hire a staff well. I think he's very prepared for that because he's been around a lot of guys. So I'm very curious to see what he's learned and how he's matured from that. The energy level's always been there for as much as he's continued to work being outside of the coaching business, but in the broadcasting business is an indication to me that that won't be an issue. But I'm very curious to see what he's learned and how he can improve his ability with his coaching staff to develop young players better than he did in his first tenure.
Well, let's face it, $100 million over 10 years will give you a little energy,
you,
too.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Who do you got tomorrow night and why?
You know, I think Alabama, I will go with them experience. I think it's a close game. I think Georgia's better than Clemson. I think these teams are mirror images of one another. I think they both run the football well. Both have very good defenses. The differences is you've got one quarterback's a little better passer, one quarterback's a little better runner. I think it's a very close game. I think Georgia's got a good shot. I would favor Alabama in their ability to be able to make enough plays with their experience. The key, though, is the defense that can defend the opposition's run game with seven and keep split safeties down the middle of the field is going to be pivotal because that's going to limit the passing game of either team. So look for that out there if you're trying to look for a differential in the game.
Yeah, I'm kind of got 21-17 Alabama in my mind
something,
for some reason.
Yeah, I think the only way it gets in the 30s is if you have short fields, defensive scores, special team scores, because I'm with you, that 24-21, 21-17, 24, in that range is how I would see it going in.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for your time. Sincerely appreciate it, and we'll do it again next week.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great week, buddy.
That is Chris Landry with us every Sunday morning here on Sports on a Sunday. The LandryFootball.com report. Also, you can check him out on Twitter, at LandryFootball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.